Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
That's right, folks. The Drive is live, and we are live here in spring off Grand Parkway out here at Buffalo Wild Wings. It is a thirsty Thursday. Get out here and make a bad decision. As you heard, my man Luke is in the building with me. T-Mill is holding it down at the station. You can see us on YouTube and Twitch as well. But come on out here. Make your way here. We'll be here until 6 o'clock, and you know we don't come empty-handed. Plenty of prizes for you to win. If you're in the building, you can sign up and put your name in our raffle box and have a chance to win multiple prizes today. It's good food, good drinks here at Buffalo Wild Wings. Always a great time. Shout out to Bud Light as well, who helped us put this together. And the Bud Light girls will be here in just a bit, Luke. You'll it should be a good time with the Bud Light girls as they also may have some gifts for you as well on your way on out here. So it's a good amount of fun always on a Thirsty Thursday. Week 4 edition of Thirsty Thursday coming out. And TV's everywhere, so you can watch the Astros, who will get started here coming up in less than 40 minutes. So stay right here with us. By the way, I'm just curious, Tyler, how you holding up? Did you...
Surprisingly well.
they're not just losing the Astros. They're coming out here just getting their ass kicked, man.
Yes.
Six to nothing last night.
I've never seen so many damn shutouts, dude.
What is going on, man? They had no shot there.
This ain't your 2019 Astros.
No,
this is 1-2-3 Cancun instead. Like, they're already, they got the bags packed. They're ready.
But again, the Tigers are leaving the door open. I mean, it's like the Tigers look like they don't know how to play. What are they at? 8 in a row?
I think 9 now.
9 in a row. Wow. They've lost 9 in a row. They've been leading the division by a lot for the most part, and they've just completely blown that. And it looks like we've got a family in here. We got somebody in an A's jersey and an Astros shirt, so they're a little couple here, I'd assume. They're in here about to have some fun watching.
Don't go Coldplay on us now, Ron.
You're right. Hey, I'm gonna turn away.
Turn our camera around for the YouTube stream.
Yeah, if we see my man ducking out and army crawling his way outside of the door, we'll understand. All right, Jeremy Pena, by the way, not in the lineup again. Another freak injury accident. He hurt himself hitting a home run. They said the imaging revealed a left oblique strain, and he's tried to swing, but he still feels pain. And so he is still not in the lineup. If you missed it, Luis Garcia, he's going to miss the 2026 season already as the Astros, he had surgery, and they're going to need even more help in the rotation. So that is beautiful. as I am joking, of course. It is crazy. By the way, as we talked about it, Luke and Tyler, I want the people to participate here. 713-572-4610. What was the injury to the Astros this year that just said, okay, damn it, Uncle? What was the injury that made you just either laugh, throw something, just say, what the hell's going on? What was that injury? 713-572-4610. Those of you on YouTube and Twitch, you can jump in on this as well. The Jake Myers one is for me, fellas. He did not make it.
The absurdity of that one.
he did not make it past the pitcher's mound when he tried to just run out to his position. And I remember Tyler text us, Jake Myers is down. He had some more colorful language within that, but Jake Myers is down. And I said, what? The game? They haven't thrown a pitch yet. Yep. And he couldn't. That one was the one for me where it was just like, come on, man. I thought Todd Callis was going to throw his chair out of his window onto whatever fans were underneath him. I mean, it was crazy. That Jake Myers injury, I just said, I don't believe in curses, but damn it, that's they're close to something right now.
Yeah, I think the second Yordan one this past week was the final nail in the coffin. You were feeling good about the team. He turns his ankle, whatever happens, scoring without a play at home, I think that's the final nail. But I'm with you that to zoom out and pick like the most embarrassing or the one that symbolizes the season the best, it's definitely Jake Myers. It was I was in that group text as well. And the thing was because like there was excitement. Like, hey, he's coming back. He's good to go. There was concern that it was going to be an Achilles injury. Now suddenly Jake's back in the lineup. And he couldn't even make it to the first pitch. And it's, I mean, like Chris Rock has the whole bit of grand opening, grand closing. Like this felt like a stand-up routine of just, it was just a joke. You couldn't do anything but laugh when you were all excited for his return. Couldn't even make it to the very first pitch of the game. And then couldn't even make it to the dugout. They had a get him off in the outfield wall just to get him off the field.
Yeah, B. Scott texted in 60% healed after putting on a light show at BP. I forgot about the healed percentage for Yordan Alvarez. You're right. Multiple people texting in, Yordan rolling his ankle at home plate. I think the key that you said there, Luke, there was no play at the plate. He just, I'm not trying to laugh at him, but my man just... He just stepped on home plate. He just scored on home plate.
It's definitely the most shocking. At least Jake was working his way back from an injury, and yes. Apparently too soon. Yeah. Yordan's just like,
yeah.
I mean, Yordan, that's like that's like your father in the men's league softball, injuring himself trotting home.
Someone texted in the hater injury was when I said uncle. Yeah, that one's a tough one too. Yeah, it is.
That one's arguably the most impactful.
Yeah, it has. Well, I mean, I guess Yordan's pretty big.
Yordan up there, yeah.
Pick any of the 15 pitchers that went down.
Even Paredes at the time, you know, that was an impactful one.
Have we reached the point of all of those pitchers that were hurt last year that tried to come back? What, Christian Javier is the only one that made it? That made it through because Spencer Arrighetti got hurt and he went back down after he came up. Now Garcia got hurt and he went back down. Lance is hurt.
He's been receiving mail on the IL. That guy.
He's
one on one off.
It is. Bury
me in the H.
Yeah. Yeah. Paredes. People are texting in. No, Clint did not run out of gas. In his Tesla that doesn't take gas. No, he
ran out of the battery.
Yeah, he did not. He is going into the University of Arkansas's Sports Hall of Fame this weekend. So he is understandably out. So shout out to Clint.
Yeah.
Good luck to him. I'm going to tell you, I ain't going to lie to you. Yesterday, they took me in. I tried to kick this thing off with them. And Luke and Tyler, I just moved right to the morning show pretty quick. I dipped out. I got out. They really didn't show a lot of signs of anything for me. I dipped out and went to the morning show. Just started watching something else.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Payne and Pendergast.
Me too at first.
Yes, great show as well. No, I dipped over to Reese Witherspoon at Jennifer Aniston. The morning
slightly
show.
Good as looking show as Payne and Pendergast.
Almost.
Yeah, yeah,
almost.
I don't blame you. And as I always say, it's the line that like parents used to use for us growing up. You know, if you played hockey in the town I grew up in, practice would be before school. The parents would have to get up at 5 a.m. drive you to practice for rink time. And you know, the famous line was like, "If you don't care, I'm not going to care. I'm not going to be doing this if you're not into it."
Yes.
And it's the same thing with the Astros. Like, if you don't care, why should I care? They look lifeless out there. So why should I devote my Wednesday night or Thursday afternoon today to sit down and watch this team that they don't seem to care anymore? The way they've played the last five games ever since that Rangers series, they just look uninterested. So you probably shouldn't be interested either.
Well, they're struggling. Well, Framber to the rescue today. Yeah. So that should be all right. Matt Burke, the defensive coordinator for the Texans, anytime now, he should join us here, and we'll talk to him as they get ready for this, which feels like a must-win game against the Titans. By the way, injury report is out with the Texans. Well, not, I'm sorry, the injury report is not out, but reports are out on who didn't practice. Tytus Howard, who missed yesterday with an illness, he did return to practice, but Derek Stingley Jr., oblique issue, also missed his second straight day of practice. And Jakob Johnson, also with a hamstring, the fullback, he also missed his second straight practice. So both of those guys are out. They're two heavy days. And it doesn't – I would say it doesn't look great for those two guys to suit up and play. As also reports, Tremont Smith is being prepped to start in case Stingley is unable to go. When you miss Wednesday and Thursday, it's usually not a good sign for that. So Matt Burke, who we're going to speak to in a little bit, him and D'Amico are going to have to really adjust some things because arguably their best defensive player isn't going to be available for him in this game.
Yeah, especially after what just happened with C.J. Gardner-Johnson. So now you could be down two guys that play, you know, you relied on so much in that secondary. But you never want to overlook an opponent, but I guess if there was a week to be short on the back end, maybe it is this week against Cam Ward and the Titans because of just, I mean, it's the worst offense in the league so far. Yeah, even worse than the Texans in some regard, at least statistically, where the Titans have the fewest yards per play offensively this year, and the offensive line can't protect, and Cam Ward has struggled. Now they're changing play callers, so this might be a week.
If there was a game.
If there was a game.
Yeah.
Even though you're 0-3 and you don't want to look past anybody, especially a divisional opponent, but if there was a week where you're a little short, maybe you could get by this week, but certainly that's always a tough loss, especially on the heels of also losing CJGJ.
Yeah, and I'm certain Matt Burke and D'Amico aren't looking at it that way.
No.
Like, hey, man, we're 0-3. We want all our bullets
to
be there. But in particular, against the offense they're facing, Cam Ridley is a capable, I guess that's the way I'll put it, a capable receiver in this league. But those two haven't shown to have a connection quite yet at this point of the season. And Kamari Lassiter and the crew back there, you would hope, would be able to handle that situation just this week. Now,
right.
Next week when they play the Ravens,
yeah,
and, you know, that's a different story. But this week, if there was a week that Derek Stingley was out, this one would be the one.
Yeah, for sure. And the Titans have had a lot of problems just converting, you know, as you said, kind of getting those guys on the same page. They've had a lot of drops this year, and I know there's been a lot made of trying to catch the football from Cam Ward, I guess adjusting to the way he throws the football, which is somewhat interesting. So,
so
they're still gelling over there. So this is a team. I mean, look, these are statistically, and if you just watch the tape, the two most struggling offenses. The Texans have scored the fewest points in the league. The Titans have the fewest yards per play from an offensive standpoint in the league and have already changed the play caller. So something's got to give on Sunday, I would hope. But this is the type of matchup that, this is in the backyard, I'm probably closing the blinds if these two, you know, were playing outside my house. Yeah. This is a chance for the defense, though, to be able to get by against that Titans offense not fully healthy.
All right. Matt Burke will hopefully speak with us here in just a bit. Many people are still texting in. Sean Pendergast said that the worst for him was when Spencer Arrigetti got hit in the hand.
That's true. That's a good one, too.
That was the one that perplexed Clint.
When he got hit
in the hand,
and it was a sign of things to come.
Yep. It was a rough one. It was all right. Hopefully, we will hear from the defensive coordinator coming up in just a bit. So Framber gets the ball today, and Right, we would all agree this is going to be Framber Valdez's final start. Unless, you know, they're able to go on a run here in the next four games and the Tigers help them out.
So this you're feels telling like, me there's a chance.
There is a chance. There is a chance. We'll see what the Astros are feeling. But Framber Valdez, this is probably his last start for the Astros. And it is crazy. We have had these conversations on the drive about Framber Valdez, and it is crazy to me that his legacy is going to be so negative towards the fan base here. And I'm reminded, Brandon Scott was on with us once, and he said, yeah, man, with Lance McCullers, he was talking about, you win a championship, you know, you're forever indebted. And Framber Valdez, I would say that it's not just an argument, I believe it. In terms of consistency, the entire time he's been here, only to me, Yordan Alvarez consistently has been better at his job than Framber has. Like consistently, year in and year out. I mean, he's been a top 10, top 11 Cy Young Award finisher in the last 4 or 5 years. Mm-hmm. He's had big moments in the postseason. As Sean Pendergast said earlier, I was listening to them coming in earlier today. He said he could have won the MVP in that 22 World Series that Pena won. He was a huge, huge contributor there. But it is clear, I think whenever he does return, I think there's a good shot that he's booed during his tribute video. Like I think, which is crazy when you think about everything that I just said and what he has done. I mean, you know, he hadn't done the Garrett Cole thing where he came out there and denounced the team, at least not yet. I mean, he hadn't done that, which you understand. But it is crazy. I feel like the feeling of Framber Valdez is negativity, even though he's accomplished and done everything he has done. Been one of your, I think, your second best player in the time frame he's been here. It's crazy to me.
I think it's crazy that he's ruined all that goodwill in about 2 months with the way he's pitched and the way he's acted, right? That he undid those 3 to 4 years of great success. I think in Hollywood, it doesn't matter how you finish or even in music. It's all about how you start. You don't have to put out new music for 40 years and still be a legend.
Yes.
But in sports, it's typically how you finish. Like even like a Bill Belichick, right? People view him differently because how things have gone the last couple of years, ignoring the fact that he led the greatest dynasty ever. So I think it's similar at Framber where you ignore those great years because the last half of a season for his tenure at the Astros has just been an embarrassment. He has a 7 ERA the last 2 months. The team's 1-10 in his starts when they need him most. And then just the way he's acted has been very childlike, turning a lot of people off. So I think the craziest part is just how he was able to undo all that goodwill in 2 months. And now maybe it's recency bias, but I do think this is how you're going to remember him, of how his time ended in Houston instead of all the good he did before that, because it has been pretty ridiculous. Not only how bad he's been, but just the nonsense of intentionally trying to like hurt his catcher and, you know, complaining about the alignment and, you know, not backing up at home and all this stuff. It's just it's been ridiculous.
Yeah. Tyler, you standing up and giving him a standing ovation when he comes back and pitches?
I really don't know.
I'm really not sure. Tyler, I am proud of you. You are not letting – you're at least giving yourself a chance to not let the feeling of how you feel right now. Because I would say to you, I we could go back and forth. I don't know that he was intentionally trying to drill his catcher. But, I mean, you know, not covering home plate and complaining about alignment, I would say generally does not – wreck somebody who has done and accomplished the things he's accomplished. I'm proud of you because I know right now Tyler is like, hell no, I don't even want to see him in those damn extensions. But
yeah, you put that on the list too. I failed to mention that part.
but I think
sweating, man, all over the place.
Sweating. I think it should be a standing ovation. I mean, I do with everything he's done. Normally, I don't think those other things should take him out. All right, coming up as we continue live Thirsty Thursday here in spring at Buffalo Wild Wings. Come on out and hang out with us. Got chances to win prizes and everything. You can join us. Coming up, we hopefully will hear from the defensive coordinator, Matt Burke. Looks like Derek Stingley may be out, and obviously he was involved with, at least on his side of the ball, the biggest story happening with the Texans. We'll talk to him coming up next.
Y'all got to be ready.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ready.
It's a Thirsty Thursday with our friends at Bud Light on Sports Radio 610. Live from Buffalo Wild Wings off 99 in Spring, here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. Breaking news from Sports Radio 610 is presented by BetQL. Smarter bets start with BetQL. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today.
All right, well, listen, we will hear from Matt Burke here in just a second, but we do have some breaking news. As the Astros are in Sacramento to play the A's, Framber Valdez has taken his weave out. That is breaking news right here. Framber Valdez, he has a mohawk haircut. He has taken those fake-ass extensions that he's had in his head.
He's gone!
And everyone in the dugout's rejoicing. I don't know about you. I got a no-hitter. I got seven innings. I got at least a quality start, seven innings.
Dead
serious.
The
weave is gone. I don't know what happened. I don't know who got to him. I don't know whoever got to Framber. Maybe that same person maybe needs to get to LeBron and say, hey, let's make a change. It's time. It was time with him to take those out, but my goodness, he did it. He took out the threads, Luke. I cannot believe it. What? Oh, wild. My God. I am so proud of Framber.
I'm dead serious with you. I think we're about to get vintage Framber today, dude. I think he is about to go ham in California.
It's incredible. It's incredible. I can't believe it. I can't believe he did it. Finally. What's he thinking?
This is a chance for him, going back to that last conversation, a chance for him to win the people back. You get rid of the fake. If you come out, you pitch well today, you help the Astros potentially get in the playoffs, and then maybe you pitch well in the playoff. Who knows? This is a chance for Framber to still change, to write the last chapter for him in Houston here moving forward.
Yeah, I can't believe it. It is. Someone texted him, we're so effing back, boys. and that he is going to have himself a big day. I cannot. Wow. I am proud of him, man.
Or this is just the next stage in the breakup of, you know, when you do split with somebody, you start going to the gym, you maybe change your hairstyle, you try to look a little better for the next person.
Yeah.
And maybe this is Fromber already one foot out the door trying to look good for that next person.
Bistros ain't loyal.
Listen, I don't want to make excuses. I like to call them explanations as we await defensive coordinator Matt Burke, who will join us here momentarily. I wonder how much he played a part in his performance that, yeah, man, I've been wanting a new contract. I've been wanting a new deal, and I've pitched and played well enough, and they've not even thought about it. Like, I wonder how much that played a role in his play.
Yeah, my conspiracy theory, I mean, somebody on the text line earlier said we should have just traded him if we were not going to, you know, re-sign him, just let him walk this offseason. My conspiracy theory was almost that he was hoping to be traded. I don't know what the conversations were behind the scenes, but either, like, give me a contract or trade me or something, because maybe it's just a coincidence. But since the trade deadline, that's when he fell off a cliff. He's 1-8 with a 7 ERA since the trade deadline, when he was reserved to the fact of, oh, I'm here the rest of the season, and then I got to go sign with someone else this offseason. There's no future for me here in Houston. So maybe just a coincidence, but a bit of a conspiracy theory for me.
All right, let's head to the phone lines. And as we are happy to be joined by the defensive coordinator for your Houston Texans, Matt Burke. Matt, I'm sorry, we're in a celebration mode. Framber Valdez, pitcher for the Astros, has been wearing fake extensions all season, and he finally took them out, and we believe this is going to change the entire way he pitches. Have you ever thought about going with extensions in your hair, man?
I don't think my hair's long enough. Maybe the beard. You think I could pull some out in the beard or something? I'm not sure, but we'll see. We'll see how it goes this weekend. You might be able to talk me into it next week.
All right, Matt. Obviously, the big story this week is the move you guys made with your veteran safety, C.J. Gardner-Johnson. From an on-field perspective, as you run this defense, this is a guy who played over 90% of the snaps for you. What are you missing? What is this team missing with him no longer there?
I think we honestly have a good group of veteran guys. That position in general for us, the safety positions, you know, like we've got MJ Stewart, we've got Miles Bryant, Jay Mills, like probably guys with a lot of similar profile in terms of like veteran guys that have played a lot of football. I think we feel pretty confident that those guys can plug in and give us what we need in that spot. Obviously, that move was made from an organizational standpoint, but we're moving forward, and we're pretty excited about the guys we have to roll with.
As you get ready for this week and the Titans, did things change for you when they changed the play caller? I mean, you got some tape from a couple of years ago, but I guess you don't really know exactly how that might alter their offense. How does that change you and the defense to get ready for an opponent?
Yeah, I mean, I think honestly our approach is more like the plays aren't going to change. You know, I don't think they're going to just restructure their whole offense and start calling different plays, but obviously the tendencies change, right? A different guy's calling it, so what he likes in what situations and when you're getting those play calls, I think, you know, we're still practicing their offense and the plays that they're running. Maybe there's a few different wrinkles, but I think it's going to be more the game day stuff's going to be a little bit more real time of, okay, what are the tendencies? When is he calling? Is he like to run it more on first down? Is he passing more? When are these things showing up? You know, so I don't know that the plays or the offense is going to change. It's pretty hard to like put a whole new sort of playbook structure in 4 days or whatever, 5 days. But I think we're just going to have to be in tune to sort of how he's calling it and what he likes in what situation. So I'd say that's going to be the challenge.
Defensive coordinator Matt Burke joins Sports Radio 610 and The Drive as they get ready to take on the Titans. But we saw today that Derek Stingley Jr. didn't practice for a second time this week. There are several guys, a lot of great players on your defense, but there's a couple guys that are game changers. I would say that Derek Stingley, the All-Pro, would fit in that category. How does that change things for you as you prepare to face this Titans team?
Yeah, obviously Stig's a great player, and we know that. First, I'll say we're going to give him every opportunity to get back and play. I know he's working hard. He wants to. So, you know, we're going to give him up till, I don't know what time kickoff is, but a couple minutes before that on Sunday to get there. But honestly, I thought Tre'Mont Smith stepped in and did a really good job for us last week. We were actually really pleased with that. And you know, Trey's been around. He was here, left, he came back this year. And I thought he performed very well on Sunday. And you know, a lot of times when that happens, when a quote backup corner goes into the game, like the target's going to get on him. And they tried him a couple times. And I always said this, the one thing I know about Trey is he can run. Like, he's fast. So, like, people trying to take shots on a quote backup corner, like, he did a really good job with that, staying on the top on those and made a couple plays in the run game. So, however we have to deploy our guys this week, we feel pretty confident that that they'll be able to go out and do it.
When you have an offense that's still trying to find its footing, you know, with a new system this year and not scoring as many points as they would like, how does that alter what you do defensively? Does it put any more pressure on that on your side of the football to try to be, you know, even more perfect to help out the offense?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I think we're always chasing perfection, you know, and like our task doesn't change, you know, regardless. And I actually told the players this, right? Like, this is the NFL, right? I mean, you guys, I'm sure there's always the stats of how many one score games there are every week and how many this and that. And like, this is the NFL. Every game's going to come down to a handful of plays. And you know, we haven't made some of those plays in the fourth quarter or in some critical moments for us on defense. So if we can take those plays off our radar and you know, we're always, you know, you're never going to make perfection, but we're striving for perfection. And that doesn't change no matter what's happening on the other side of the ball or with the other team or anything like that. So we're going to work to get our techniques down and be in our assignments and be in the right spot. And like you said earlier, like, we have a lot of talented players. So if we do that and we're in the right spot, we feel pretty good about the outcome.
Coach, I'm pulling you up. I think your hair is plenty long enough to really get this done. I think you're shortchanging yourself. I think you can definitely get a longer leap, like 80s rock, 80s wrestler. I think the hair is long enough to add this to it. I think you're shortchanging.
Oh, okay. I wasn't sure where you're going with that. All right.
Yeah, I think you're shortchanging yourself on this.
I appreciate that.
I think it's long enough. I think it is.
I'm starting to go. I'm starting to go gray, but I've still got my hairline.
That's good. That's good. Yeah. You're in there. All right, Coach. We appreciate you joining us. Good luck as you guys obviously have a big game coming up against the Titans.
Sure do. Appreciate it, guys. Thank you.
All right, that's DC Matt Burke. Who I think he should. He should maybe look at this extension thing. Man, I'm telling you.
Yeah, imagine a great defense. He's on the sideline with the flowing hair.
Like, I was in my mind. I mean, I think he's better looking, but was Rob Ryan? That's
yes,
what I was thinking.
Absolutely,
that long flowing hair. Let it flow a little bit. Yeah, there it is.
Good luck.
Yeah. C.J. Gardner-Johnson has to change something for them, right? This is a guy who played 90. I know they are happy with the guys they have. This guy, he was playing 90%+ of the snaps, right? And still allowed to play that while blowing coverages that we're led to believe
right.
By blowing coverages. It's got to change something, right? Like, yeah, I don't know.
I think it's a big loss. I mean, look, it was –
And then if you add Stingley to it too, potentially.
For sure.
In that secondary.
However long that might be. C.J. Gardner-Johnson, that was sold as really like the big move of the offseason and bringing him in for this defense and winning that trade, finding someone to take Kenyon Green and getting a great – you know, Super Bowl winning a veteran in that the back end of your defense. So certainly it's going to change something. Now, if I were to try to put a positive spin, maybe you say something along the lines of what they tried to sell on the offensive line of just, you know, five fingers in a glove, like everyone working together will be more productive. And in this case, if you remove a guy who's freelancing and get someone in there who's not quite as good but is going to play more alongside his teammates and more in the system, maybe that helps. Improve the defense, a high tide, you know, raising all boats. But absolutely, just on paper or just in terms of talent, I think it's a huge loss for the defense.
All right, as we continue live here from Buffalo Wild Wings on a Thursday, we are here in Spring, Grand Parkway. Come on out and hang out with us 2 to 6 as we continue a good time as we get ready for the Texans. Also, by the way, the Astros, they're on TV, and Framber Valdez, I totally believe, is going to have a big game today as he is taking that silliness out of his head. You can watch that. It's across the TVs here at Buffalo Wild Wings. You can enjoy yourself here as usual. As we continue coming up next, this next segment is inspired by who I believe is the voice of the fans. That's Tyler Milner. And I see it from Tyler, and I've seen it a lot from you, and I think you guys need to take a deep breath and just you got to let this go. I'll explain what that means.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day, and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building? Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus. Or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only, offer valid for eligible subscribers only, terms apply.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
Coming up next,
it's a Thirsty Thursday with our friends at Bud Light on Sports Radio 610. Live from Buffalo Wild Wings off 99 in Spring, here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
We're out here in Spring, man. Luke and Tyler, they're already talking about the Rockets. My man just walked up to me and said, man, what you think about these Rockets? Damn.
Van Vliet's ACL sucks.
Yeah, I said, doggone it. How about it? Listen, the Astros, they're all inspired now by Framber. They're all, she got me a shot. They're all inspired by Framber. It is now 2-0.
Yeah.
2-0, Walker. The Astros. Christian Walker, run it. Look at him, playing hard. He's going to get called out. Looking at him, playing hard.
they just reviewed it.
Trying to run that thing out. It is 2-0 before Framber steps on. I'm telling you, man. Here we go. This is the turnaround. I'll be honest with you. I believe they're going to come back now. I believe they're going to go on a 4-game stretch. I'm feeling it. You know what? I'm feeling it. Framber has done it to me that much. All right, let me calm down. All right, let me pull it. Let me pull it in. They look inspired.
Hold on,
this looks like Tim Tebow and the Broncos right now.
The Astros team. As we're going to do.
They're
next
just going to find a way. They're going to find a way. Look at this. God, dog, man. That A's fan over there is shaking. I think Jordan just got up and just kicked his leg around and said, you know what? I'm good. Let's go. Wow, how about it, man? I am inspired. I don't even know who this is.
Oh, don't mess with the Houston Astros.
Here we go, boy. How about that today? Good to go, man. I'm feeling good about this, Luke. This thing, Luke. I love this. Here we go.
Yeah, changing the vibes.
It is.
Simply taking off the extensions.
That extensions, that changed a lot. That really did. I feel like they're going to go on a run. All right, I did want to approach this. Shout out to Matt Burke for joining us, as he did in the last segment. If you missed that, you can go to the Odyssey app and listen to our conversation with the defensive coordinator. This is something that has started to grow here on the text line. And I knew it was a big thing because our resident voice of the fans, Tyler Milner, has lost his mind about both of these things. And I would say the first one is DeMeco Ryans. Tyler, this has started to at least make you feel different. I know a lot of you have complained about this, and that is the habit chuckle that DeMeco Ryans has when he's talking, whether they've won or they've lost. I know a lot of you have texted in about the habit chuckle, and I know that has started to begin to bother many of you. And the other thing I know is the headgear that C.J. Stroud is wearing. I know that got to Tyler. In fact, yesterday in his press conference, he was asked the question about that. Here was C.J. talking about wearing that Yankee hat after he wore the Mariners hat.
Yeah, I don't see none of it. I'm not on social media. Everybody has, you know, like, the right to their opinion. If they don't like what I wear, I would just not look at it if I was them. So I'm going to wear what I want. I don't think I'm being disrespectful. If I was being disrespectful, then that's a whole different, you know, like, case. But, you know, at the end of the day, everybody's entitled to their opinion. I'm all good. But, yeah, I just don't really pay attention to it. And, you know, I just try to just focus on what I can control and focus on the people who are pouring to me and around me. So, yeah.
I got a message for those Yankee turds.
Listen, I know that it is frustrating, and I think his play and the team's play has a lot to do with this. But, guys, they're not being malicious with this. They're not doing this to try to get under your skin. I can even see how many of you could look at, all right, he wore that Mariners hat and he heard about it, and the next thing you know, he gets the Yankees hat. Damn, man, everybody has Yankees hats. I apologize to you. The hell, there are a lot of people who wear hats that they're not fans of their teams. They just like the hats. And I legit think that is what is happening with C.J. Stroud, and that is literally a habit laugh. He's done it all the time with DeMeco. Guys, I know you're upset about where they are. Trust me, they're more upset than you are. You got to let it go, Tyler. And Tyler, you got to set the example for the rest. And many of you texting in, you've got to let it go. I see your face through Tyler's face every time that chuckle happens. I see your face when that hat comes on. I saw the tweet Tyler sent that many of you sent. Is he doing this on purpose? They're not. They are not meaning this at all in a malicious way, okay?
And I think you might absolutely be right, Ron, but what I would say to that is, first of all, the Stroud hat thing, whether it was the Mariners lid or then the Yankee turd hat he was wearing, that to me now is really starting to feel like it's just kind of a bit of ignorance. And I just wish CJ would have a little more awareness about how important he is to the city of Houston and its sports fans and recognize that and maybe cater to it a little bit. Not nearly as aggravating as D'Amico's forced freaking chuckle we hear.
It's not
forced. Wow.
Why do you think it's forced?
Because
it's natural.
And it might be. I legit think you might be right on that. But to me, it sounds like a forced-ass chuckle that he is doing in moments where, man, you know, the tone in this media room, tone in Houston, 0-3 now, ain't too great. So let me lighten the mood a little bit or try to with this forced, fake-ass chuckle, and it's maddening. Like you are getting asked questions about why this team sucks, dude. Like, this offense is one of the worst we've ever seen, and it's da-da-da-da, you know. Yeah, we know. We watch it. Give me an answer. It's not funny.
I don't think he's doing it. I don't even think he knows he's chuckling. Honest to God, Luke, I think it is just a natural thing.
It's like a tick.
It's just how he does things.
Right, yeah.
How he talks. I think he does it. He's somebody that probably – you ever see anybody that does that when they're mad? That there are people who cry when they're mad, and then there are people who do that.
You when you laugh in uncomfortable situations.
Yes, I'm not laughing. I'm not laughing at the people at the funeral. I can't help it. I just think that's where he goes. It is not personal, Luke. I just want you guys to pull that in. All right. I know if they were winning, you would feel different. It's just not. It's not personal. And I can see the hat thing. I don't even know if that's ignorance. I just think it's just what he wants to.
That almost makes it worse, though. I'm more in the hat thing. Yeah, D'Amico.
You're bothered by that?
Yeah, I am. I think D'Amico is more of just like a tick. Like, it is what it is. Everyone has those that they lean on. There's no intent behind it, per se. Where for C.J. Stroud, he makes the decision to put that hat on and wear it to the press conference or wear it to a game or whatever it is. It's been brought up before. Then he wears the Yankees hat. I get his point of view, but when you're the quarterback in a city like this, you can't do it. You got to represent the local teams. You can't wear a Yankee hat as the quarterback.
Does it matter that he's the quarterback?
More important.
You all right if, you all right if Will less, did it?
I would care less if, probably anyone else on the team. Yeah.
I get it. That's fair. I don't know. My mind is just not working. Like, I just don't look at that and say, man, he's wearing this hat. Damn it, he ought to go out there and he ought to just get a full new wardrobe of Houston hats. And then he should just
do like the Rob Lowe, wear just like a generic, what was it,
just
an NFL hat?
Just wear a Texas hat, huh?
Yeah, no hat at all. No other cities.
Or no hat.
That's
guys,
right. Put the beanie back on.
Framber Valdez, update here. No dreads. First pitch, leadoff single on one pitch. But he has struck out. He has struck out a couple. So Framber is rolling right now. 2-0 Astros as we continue. All right. As we just talked about, I don't like to try to tell fans how to think. But I've been here now almost 6 years, and I feel like I can speak for some Houston fans in certain situations. And I think there's something that I can speak to. We'll do that coming up next.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Hey, it's Seth Payne.
And I'm Sean Pendergast.
Did you know that Payne and Pendergast is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
That's awesome. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or if you're a jump straight to the highlight person, we got you covered as well.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, my name first, obviously,
hey,
and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show, your way and on your time.
It's the Payne and Pendergast podcast. New episodes drop daily.